Some bosses might fire workers who are neurodivergent. Jannara Nirenberg's journey through various work experiences offers valuable lessons for anyone facing career setbacks. In her 20s, she encountered a setback when she lost a journalism job. However, she turned this setback into an opportunity by thriving as a freelancer. Despite her success, she faced another setback when she was let go from a senior editor position due to brain fog affecting her performance. Later, she faced overwhelm in an administrative role at an artistic organization, resulting in another job loss. These experiences left her puzzled, prompting her to seek answers. When Jessica Nirenberg delved into the concept of neurodiversity, she uncovered a crucial insight. Individuals like her, who process information differently, often face a higher risk of losing their jobs in traditional work settings. Neurodivergent refers to people whose brains process sensory information, like sounds, sights, smells, and touch, in unique ways compared to the majority. This includes individuals with conditions like Asperger's, autism, ADHD, and sensory processing disorder, SPD, among others. Challenges faced by neurodivergent individuals. In many aspects of society, such as workplaces and schools, the systems in place often favor those who are considered neurotypical or typical in terms of neurological development. This can lead to feelings of depression and anxiety among neurodivergent individuals who may struggle in environments not designed with their needs in mind. This is especially true for women who are more likely to be misdiagnosed or not diagnosed at all. Nirenberg once felt misunderstood and undervalued by her peers. However, her sense of confusion, worthlessness, and sadness faded after she delved into neurodiversity as a journalist. Ultimately, she thrived by connecting with diverse minds, including corporate leaders, community advocates, and creative talents within the neurodivergent community. Exclusion of women from autism and ADHD studies. In 2015, author Steve Silberman made waves with Neurotribes, a groundbreaking book exploring autism and neurodiversity. However, it leaned heavily on male perspectives, leaving a void in the stories of females. This trend isn't unique, with many books on autism and ADHD sidelining women. Articles by researchers and activists have illuminated a crucial issue: the lack of attention to adult women in autism and ADHD studies. Maria Yagoda's story in The Atlantic sheds light on her struggle at Yale. Despite battling time management issues and financial chaos, her intelligence led others to dismiss the possibility of ADHD. This oversight sparked Yagoda's advocacy for women with ADHD. A publication focusing on women and girls with autism introduces Maya, a young adult who faced intense anxiety until her autism diagnosis brought clarity. Research delves into the struggles of high-achieving women showing signs of autism or ADHD, uncovering elevated levels of anxiety and depression. Hiding neurodivergence can cause depression, anxiety, and even suicidal thoughts. Women with ADHD often fly under the radar due to a variety of factors. Studies and personal stories reveal that women are skilled at hiding symptoms of conditions like autism, Asperger's, and ADHD, often because societal norms encourage them to blend in. Girls are taught from a young age to conform, which can lead them to suppress their true selves. This masking behavior can have serious consequences, including anxiety, depression, and even thoughts of suicide. Understanding how to adapt can be a game changer. Take Nirenberg, for instance. Growing up, she dealt with intense sensitivity and curiosity. She soon realized that bombarding people with personal questions didn't help her connect with them. So, through trial and error, she figured out how to adjust her behavior to match that of other girls. This process, known as adaptation, is crucial. Without it, you risk being labeled as overly sensitive or anxious. Some women spend their whole lives masking their true selves, including signs of conditions like autism or ADHD. Unmask the psychological risks. Isabel, a woman with Asperger's, shares her journey through the challenges of masking. As a gifted child in an artistically inclined family, she initially felt confident and accepted. However, her experience took a turn in college, where the fast-paced, competitive atmosphere overwhelmed her. Feeling out of place, she returned home and continued her studies at a different campus. But even after marriage and motherhood, Isabel struggled with her sense of self, eventually finding it difficult to cope. One of her kids was diagnosed with ADHD and Asperger's. This diagnosis led Isabel to confront her own neurodivergence, which she had hidden for years. This realization made her realize the toll that pretending took on her life. When she finally stopped pretending, Isabel saw significant improvements in both her mental and physical health. Similar stories abound on social media from other women who have had similar experiences. Outdated stereotypes in ADHD and autism discourse. When we talk about ADHD and autism, we often get stuck in old-fashioned ideas that don't capture the full picture. Boys with ADHD are often described as fidgety and easily distracted, but that's just scratching the surface. There's a whole spectrum of behaviors that neurodivergent individuals can display. Let's clear up some misconceptions about ADHD. Many think it means having a short attention span, but it's more about struggling to control where your attention goes. And here's something interesting. ADHD can come with a hidden talent called hyperfocus. This is when someone with ADHD gets super absorbed in something, showing extreme concentration. ADHD involves more than just difficulty focusing. It sparks a relentless curiosity, a heightened sensitivity to criticism, and harsh self-judgment. This condition can lead to intense frustration and emotional outbursts when feeling overwhelmed by too much input, whether it's information, sensations, or emotions. Break misconceptions. People with ADHD and autism are often misunderstood as being distant or socially awkward. However, they are actually highly aware, especially in emotionally charged situations. When overwhelmed by emotions or empathy, they may withdraw behind a barrier that can seem like indifference or disconnection. Physicians sometimes overlook ADHD, autism, and Asperger's in women and girls due to stereotypical views. Also, academic researchers often neglect to study neurodivergent girls and women. Doctors may misdiagnose females with ADHD because they often do well in school and are seen as smart. The neurodiversity movement likes different kinds of brains. The civil rights movement paved the way for recognizing and celebrating differences in race, gender, sexual orientation, and lifestyle. Now, activists in the neurodivergent community are striving for similar recognition of neurological differences and the unique perspectives they bring. The neurodiversity movement aims to appreciate and understand diverse brain processes. However, many medical professionals still view these differences as disorders rather than natural variations. Neurodiversity advocates argue against the traditional divide between typical and abnormal brains. They stress that conditions like ADHD, SPD, and Asperger's aren't just deficits, they're differences and strengths. These conditions represent unique ways of perceiving and processing information, challenging the idea of a one-size-fits-all definition of normalcy. About 20% of the population consists of highly sensitive people. Elaine Aaron introduced the term HSP to talk about highly sensitive people. In her 1996 book, The Highly Sensitive Person, she notes that around 20% of the world's population falls into this category. High sensitivity means being more responsive to various stimuli like sounds, sights, emotions, and environmental factors. Many women show high levels of empathy and sensitivity, which are traits linked to conditions like ADHD, Asperger's, and HSP. The power of sensitivity. Sensitivity, often labeled as a problem, deserves a second look. Some say it's a mental issue, but those advocating neurodiversity beg to differ. They argue that sensitivity spans a wide range, so why is being highly sensitive seen as wrong? In nature, heightened sensitivity is a plus, aiding animals in survival, like better navigation. So, why don't we adjust daily life for the hypersensitive? Schools, workplaces, even lighting indoors and outdoors could do more for those who react strongly. Office and school design influences the well-being of neurodivergent individuals. Therapist Grace Maloney understands the importance of a welcoming environment for her clients, who have diverse neurotypes like ADHD, HSP, and autism. In her office, she has carefully chosen warm colors, comfy pillows, weighted blankets, and stress relief toys to create a calming atmosphere. Instead of harsh overhead lights, she opts for tabletop lamps, and noise-reducing features ensure a serene space. Maloney's thoughtful approach is gaining attention beyond therapy rooms. Architects are now considering mental health in designs for places like gyms and workspaces. This isn't just about catering to specific needs, it's about making spaces better for everyone. Therapies, self-care, and accommodations can enhance the lives of neurodivergent individuals. Jen, a mother, only realized her own neurodivergent traits when her young son was diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, SPD. Starting therapy before he was 2, Jen faced confusion filling out the forms for his treatment. The question seemed broad, leaving her uncertain, while her husband had a different perspective. Jen's journey began with her child's intake process, where she bravely confronted her own sensitivities to touch, loud noises, and crowds. Seeking guidance, she embarked on a path of both occupational and talk therapy. These talk sessions not only provided her with a safe space to express herself, but also aided Jen in identifying environmental triggers for her anxiety. Empower self-care for neurodivergent individuals. To nurture your sensory well-being, start by being mindful of crowded places and bright lights. Opt for clothing made from sensory-friendly materials. Incorporate regular exercise into your routine. Seek support through occupational, somatic, or talk therapy. Explore work-at-home options and other adjustments to create a comfortable environment. Utilize self-calming techniques like focusing on your heartbeat and monitoring your pulse. Engaging in open conversations and learning about neurodivergence can be transformative. Understanding and accepting your neurodivergent traits can bring relief and foster personal growth. Key points. 1. Neurodiversity advocates for recognizing diverse brain processes as strengths, not problems. 2. Office and school designs can significantly impact the well-being of neurodivergent individuals. 3. Therapies, self-care, and accommodations are crucial for enhancing the lives of neurodivergent individuals. 4. The neurodiversity movement parallels civil rights movements, advocating for equality and acceptance. 5. Masking neurodivergent traits can lead to mental health issues like anxiety and depression. 6. Understanding neurodiversity can lead to a transformative journey of self-discovery and empowerment. 7. Small adjustments in daily life can create a more inclusive environment for neurodivergent individuals.